This book is dedicated to you. Yes, you. I'm giving this baby to you because I know what it's like to feel stuck. I know what it means to suffer loss and heartache, to experience death, drama, a midlife crisis, and to dread getting older. I also know what it's like to sing and dance and live in full color. Sometimes we need a friend to pull us out of the valley we've cast ourselves into. This book is my call to action for you to start living. Push aside your roadblocks, mental or otherwise. I don't care if you're 20 or 30 or 90 years old. Today is the day that you change your outlook on life. To my fans, by the way, thank you for lighting up my life. Keep doing you. That's the introduction to Batty Winkle's Guide to Life by whom else? Batty Winkle. The author is one of those personalities who is larger than life. And her book, a featured title on NPR earlier this year, is a hoot and a holler and a good read, too. Batty Winkle, you see, takes life by the shoulders, as it were, gives it a good healthy shake, and sets it free to rampage in ways that are inspiring to many and kind of scary to others. For instance, here's her take on fashion, as she writes. If you're happy rocking a 1980s party princess look, as I've been known to do, or giving full goth with black lips, heavy liner, the works, who am I to tell you to stop? Playing around with your look requires an open, creative mind, and that's a good thing. It keeps you young. There's a reason why courageous, adventurous individuals flock to the world of fashion. When done right, and to fully express your authentic self, fashion has the power and potential to transform your life. I know what I'm talking about. And she knows what she's talking about because Ms. Batty Winkle is just about 90 years young. You know, in this age of political and social nastiness that oozes from every pore of media, albeit not from WBAA, it's refreshing to read a book in which the main character is living proof that a person can be an unconventional character without being rude and nasty. This book, which purports to be a guide to living in the modern world, is told in first person by the author, whom else, in short, startlingly illustrated chapters. We delve into not only fashion, but lots of other topics as well. She talks about life. She talks about fashion, as we said. She talks about dreaming. She talks about live to love and love to live, and most importantly, tells us, don't overthink it. Age isn't anything but a number. But is this 80-plus-year-old rebel for real? Well, Batty Winkle lets us in on a secret early on when she tells us, if you think Batty Winkle is a character I'm playing and the clothes are just dress-up, well, darling, you're wrong. The truth is much deeper than that. Batty Winkle is the loudest and most colorful public expression of who I am. It's not an act. It just took me a few years to own up to who I am. And as she says just a little bit later, I've always been a spitfire. I drove my family crazy, teachers too. I once jumped out of a window in the middle of class to play hooky. If there was something I wanted to do, I did it. Today, as a woman, a mother, a grandmother, even a great-grandmother, I hold to that mindset. If you don't like the way I play, I'll tell you what I swore to my mother and father. Lump it. The funny thing is, the one piece of advice I return to again and again is something my mother told me, which she undoubtedly knew spurred some of my rebellion. She said, always be true to yourself. I'm no one if not myself. Batty Winkle is the most vivid, wholehearted expression of who I am. While I spent several years ordering and tracking down parts of cars, my family and friends are the most important pieces of my heart. And in one more shining example of who this woman is in real life, she titles one chapter, I Got Enough Swag I Could Bottle It, Stealing Your Man Since 1928, which happens to be the year Batty Winkle tells us she was born. Well, on her Instagram pages, which is what vaulted this Kentucky great-grandmother to fame in the first place, she lets us know she turned 89 years old earlier in July, just about a 90-year-old soon enough. Want more? Well, the full-color photos, and there are full-color photos on just about every other page, indeed, just about on every page, they catch Batty Winkle in obviously posed but intentionally funny moments that focus the reader on both the hilarity and the seriousness of the topic at hand. Think Dolly Parton and Elton John, or that eccentric mom or aunt or friend we all seem to know at some time in our lives, at their sequined best, and you begin to get an idea of Batty Winkle's fashion sense. Let me note, this is not a book I just stumbled into while walking through the new books area of the library, where and how I often find books I share over these WBAA airwaves. No, Batty Winkle's Guide to Life, as I noted at the outset, was an NPR-featured book. And after reading it myself, I can see why it would have made that cut. Will Batty Winkle change the way you or I look at life and growing older through the years? I'm not sure this book is for everyone. But for those of us who are willing to laugh at the lives we could be living and take up Batty Winkle's unconventionalism with a smile and not a nasty attitude, it's a book that's well worth your time. Let's let Batty Winkle herself wrap up our review by quoting her from the NPR blog article earlier this year, where she said, quote, "The key to a happy life," now this is my version, "you're always smiling at people, even though you just meet them on the street. Most of the time, you'll get a smile back. And go to church. I'm a very Southern lady. And always be kind to every human that you meet. I have met a lot of people, and I think they would say that about me." It's quite a read. It's quite a vision, a stunning vision of what life can be. Maybe it even ought to be this way. Batty Winkle's Guide to Life by Batty Winkle. It's available at many of our fine local libraries, including, of course, the West Lafayette Public Library.